for serving as a patrol.
Okay. It was at least probably 30. How about things like school dances? Did they have a lot of those?
I don't believe we did at that time.
Not in grammar school. We did in high school. Okay. You said that your husband opened up a business. What kind of business did he have?
It was... And then the name was changed to... And he came here at a perfect time to open that type of store because there was no Kmart, there was none of the stores of that type in Roswell. And he was the first one to have that type of store, which he was always thankful for.
More than just auto parts, though. It was appliances.
And, you had all types of supplies.
Like a mini Home Depot. Okay. And did you help out in the store?
No.
So you had one son?
I had one son, and I lost him a year ago. His name was Irving. But he was an actor and performer, and he had a degree from the New England Conservatory, and he sang in Europe. And he changed the name because of pronunciation. Everybody mispronounces that has never heard it before. And they did Irvin the same way. They called him Irwin, and so he changed the name to Jason. And he had a wonderful career. He performed on the West Coast, and as I said, he sang in Yugoslavia Opera Company in different places. But he's well known for the commercial, "Would You Please Pass the Jelly?" You remember that?
It's a Palmer Alford. Wonderful.
And he died. This is one more thing I'll tell you about him. He died with a disease connected with his service in Vietnam. He served in Vietnam and died with the orange agent. So I have a plaque from the president in honor of him because actually he gave his life for his country because he was always picture health until that overcame him.
Did a lot of the young men from Roswell go to serve in Vietnam?
I don't know. I honestly don't know that. I'm sure they did. I don't remember now any personal friends of his that went at the time he did.
You were teaching in school. Were you teaching during the time when integration took place?
I was. And I remember it very well. And I remember some incidents that I had. I was fortunate in that I had a wonderful black lady work for me while I was teaching. And she worked for me about 30 years. And I had a deep feeling for her. And I never personally had any racial feeling, whatever. So when the school integrated, it didn't bother me. It was a different feeling. And I remember, I probably should not say this, but what I remember in the morning period of my teaching, I had various things and all opportunities for them to march around and sit down at a funny desk and do different things, you know, for fun and all. And I remember when the school was integrated,